Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, sunny skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys clear conditions. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences mild temperatures, perfect for an outdoor stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports Hezbollah rejected an American proposal to transfer a strategic site to the Lebanese army. Diplomatic talks in Beirut ended without progress on the IDF's withdrawal from specific areas. Also, Maariv highlights concerns at the Gaza border. A kite from Gaza, crossing into Israel earlier this hour, has reignited fears and shaken trust in the IDF's security measures. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes that train services will be halted on weekends due to ongoing track work. This project aims to connect central Israel with Modi'in and Jerusalem. Separately, Ynet has reported that former President Trump threatened to bomb Oman over a deal with Iran. Washington opposes parts of the Oman-Iran agreement affecting Hormuz shipping. And finally, JNS mentions that Jewish educators have returned from an 8-day mission in Israel. This educational trip provided them with new insights and resources. Here's what people are saying online. Samer Sinijlawi, a regional analyst, posted earlier today. He discussed the need for Hamas to disarm and transfer power in Gaza. He emphasized the importance of Israeli and Palestinian elections in determining future peace. Bassem Eid, a human rights activist, also posted earlier today. He announced that the UAE is suspending all trade with Iran. This decision follows regional tensions affecting international peace and security. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a geopolitical analyst, noted that two Iranian missiles landed in the sea last night. The UAE halted trade with Iran soon after. Iran's foreign ministry denies involvement, suggesting a false flag operation. Let's go deeper. Starting with the news from Israel Hayom, Hezbollah's rejection of the American proposal highlights ongoing tensions in Beirut. Diplomatic sources express concern over stalled negotiations regarding the IDF's withdrawal. The lack of progress could lead to further instability in the region. Turning to the Gaza border situation, as reported by Maariv, a kite crossing from Gaza has reignited fears and distrust towards the IDF's security measures. This incident underscores ongoing tensions and the fragile state of security in the area. Residents near the border remain anxious about potential escalations. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's report on train service disruptions indicates significant infrastructure work. This project aims to enhance connectivity between central Israel and major cities like Modi'in and Jerusalem. While necessary, the work will inconvenience weekend travelers until completion. Separately, Ynet's coverage of Trump's comments on Oman reveals geopolitical tensions over the Hormuz shipping route. The U.S. opposition to the Oman-Iran deal underscores broader concerns about regional security. Such tensions could impact diplomatic relations and trade routes. And finally, JNS highlights the impact of the Jewish educators' mission in Israel. This educational initiative strengthens their teaching capabilities and fosters deeper understanding of Israeli culture and history. Such missions can enhance educational programs and promote cultural exchange worldwide. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Munich Re, a German insurance giant, has acquired Israeli cyber insurance company AtBay for $575 million. This deal signifies strong international interest in Israel's tech sector. Separately, Tech reports the passing of Shmuel Harlap, a key figure in Israel's auto and tech industries. Harlap's contributions spanned business, technology, and philanthropy, leaving a lasting legacy. And finally, Maariv Business explores real estate opportunities along Israel's northern coastline. New projects and urban renewal initiatives are making affordable beachfront apartments accessible. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.